I turned the engraved invitation over in my hands and sighed. I hate these things. We only held them once every 5 years, but for some reason, this time, the reunion was only a year after the last one. That meant someone in the family had been naughty. That meant one of my relatives was going to die. As I stroked the creamy vellum paper, for a brief moment I thought about sending my regrets, but only for a moment. After all, it wasn't an option on the RSVP card. Unlike most family reunions with sack races, bad weather, and crappy t-shirts, where to refuse to go only meant you weren't in the ridiculous all-family photo, to turn down this invitation was death. That's right, death. Any blooded member of the family who didn't show was terminated. Now, where had I put that goddamned pen? I rattled through the everything drawer, looking for the onyx pen with the family crest engraved in gold on the side. It may sound pretty calloused to throw a centuries-old family heirloom in with tampons, fishing hooks, batteries, and 10-year-old packs of gum, but I didn't exactly have the usual family sense of pride. I found it behind some broken cassette tapes and dusted it off. The coat of arms practically glowed on the cold, ebony surface. Crossed sabers entwined with an asp and topped off with a vial of poison. Lovely. Really sent that warm, homemade chicken soup kind of feeling. And don't forget the family motto, carved in Greek on the side, which translates as, "Kill with no mercy, love with suspicion." Not exactly embroider on the pillow material. The phone rang, causing me to jump. That's right. I was a jumpy assassin. "Ginny?" My mom's voice betrayed her urgency. "Hey, Mom, I got it," I responded wearily. Carolina Bombay was always convinced I would someday skip the reunion. "Don't use that tone with me, Virginia." Her voice was dead serious. "I just wanted to make sure." Right, like I'd miss this and run the risk of having my own mother hunt me down. For some reason, this would be a joke in other families, but in mine, when you strayed, your own family literally hunted you down. "You know it makes me nervous when you don't call the day you get the invitation," Mom said, whispering the words, "the invitation." It was a sacred thing, and to be honest, we were all more than a little terrified every time we received one. Did you ever notice that the words sacred and scared differ only by switching two letters? "I'm sorry," I continued lying to my mother. "I just popped the RSVP into the mailbox on the corner." And I would, too. No point taking any chances with my mail carrier losing it. That would be a stupid way to die. "Well, I'm calling your brother next. I swear, you kids do this just to torment me." She hung up before I could say goodbye.